Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol yehiyeh bedvaro. I have a great maisa for you tonight. Let's start out though with the maral. The maral mi Prague, I mentioned it Shabbos morning. A maral yadua talks about it in Gor Aryeh, the beginning of Parshas Pekudei. Rashi cites the Midrash Tanchuma, Pekudei, and Osei. And why is it called the Mishkan Eidus? Zot Rashi al pi Chazal, it's the Eidus, the testimony. That Hashem was Meicha, that he was Vitol Hem al Chet Egel. He forgave the sin of the golden calf. And that's the Losh of Mishkan Eidus. The Mishkan itself served as an Eidus. And that Vitol Hem al Chet Egel, and Eidus of Kaviyachu was Meicha Zayim. On that egregious, grave sin of the worship of the golden calf. And we mentioned the Mirchas Yehuda, the Mizrahi, and many before Sherashi. They're all bothered. Why do I need the Mishkan, which only was put up a year later? And why not the Luchas? We got the Luchas, the last set of 40 days. Moshe goes up. Rosh Chodesh Elul comes down in the 10th day of Tishrei, 40 days later, with the Luchas Shnius. And we know Tainis, Chavam and Beis, Amar Mashin Galil, the Hayom Tov Yisrael. Ketubah ukiyoma kipurim, turning the pages, the bottom of Amud Beis and Tainis, and Bishlo biyoma kipurim yom isvei slicha machila yom sheninu baluka shnius, and we had slicha machila, we had the luka shnius. As you see that what we got the Torah again, so we lost it. But there was a psalacha, there was a yom kippur, there was a tshuva, and I ate the tshuva. We got the Torah. Parenthetically, where do we ask for Torah in Shmoneh Esrei? It doesn't get its own bracha. After we ask the Yevishter for das and atachay. Then we go to the bracha, not like the art school calls it the bracha of tshuva, hashivenu, but in the Siddur HaGro, Rav Naftali Hertz edition, the Siddur HaGro, Benigla, Benistar, the gross koteret is, this is Birchas HaTorah, hashivenu, avinu, l'sorasecha, the Torah that we have is the Torah that came on the heels of the tshuva of Yom Kippur, said Eibush to Mishmoichlos, that's Yom Chasanosu, Yom Simchas Liba, we had the Lukashnias, we had the Slicha Mechila, why does that not suffice to be the Eidus? Writes the Arami Prague in his Gor Aryeh, the beginning of Parshas Pekudei. He talks about this idea as well in Perek Vav of the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael. All right, the Maral, if you're going to talk about an Eidus, that the Eibushter was Mochel, so what is the full-fledged Eidus? That I'm bringing you back, you reach the stage of a Ritzoi Gomor. And the Eibushter says, I love you so much, there's no sinna in me, Bechlau Kaviyachol. I love you so much, I want to bring you where? I want to bring you home. You only bring into your house somebody whom you love, someone whom you admire and adore. You never bring a Sone into your house to tell us that Eibushter gave us the Torah, you're right. Kilak Haton Asad Ilchem Toros. I gave you the greatest matana taiva in the history of the world, but sof kol sof, what is the taiva? It's an ol, 613 mitzvahs. It's an ol, at least for the hamonam. For the hamonam, there's an onus, there's a burden of carrying 613 mitzvahs on our shoulders. The liman taiva that demands yegiya rabba v'atzuma melas taiva v'chukosai teleichu. Sof kol sof, that's an ol. That's not a yom simcha be'etzem. That's what the Maral writes, the end of Perek of Zion of Tiferes Yisrael. How do we refer to Shavuos in the pages of the Chumash? It's Yom HaBikurim. It's Chag HaKotzir. Why not call them what it is? It's Yom Matan Torah. Highlight the Matan Torah Shavuos. Writes the Maral, because the Moedim are defined first and foremost as Yemei Simcha Be'etzem. These are the Zmanim Shel Simcha. And unfortunately for the Hamonam, how do they perceive Liman HaTorah and the Asiyas Tariag Mitzvahs? It's a shtickle of an ol. It's a little bit of a burden. So that's not going to define the Simchas Hayotav. The Simchas Hayotav is defined, writes the Maral, Ayyadei the Bikurim aspect, Ayyadei the Chag HaKotzer aspect. To say that there was an Eidos, yes, the Eibushter loved us, he gave us the greatest gift. But until you bring us into your house, we don't know that you forgave us entirely. You could give us the greatest Matana type in the history of the world. But writes the Maral, when the Eibushter brings us into his Beis HaMikdash, also li mitosh, v'shachadni v'soicham, and like Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Ashach HaKadosh, v'sochol anemar, v'sochol echa v'yechad, I want to dwell in you, I want you to dwell in my mokum, in my grand edifice called the tabernacle, come into my mishkan, come into my home. That's the Mishkan HaEidus. That's the Eidus that Eibushter was Meicha Legamri. You did a display of what? Of adultery, Kaviyachol. After all, Hashem was the Chasan, we were the Kala. And you went and now worshipped and connected to another God outside of the Eibushter, the golden calf. Hashem says, I kick you out of the house. I'm a Veder, I'm Meicha now. I bring you back home. That's the Mishkan HaEidus. Listen to this Gavaldika Hamaisa. Rav Avadya Yosef and his Chazon Avadya on Pesach, they redid it. They put the Chazon Avadya on Inyan and Pesach with all the Likut of the Alochas and Aris. They connected it with the Haggadah of Pesach with the beer of Chazon Avadya or Avadya Yosef. So he says over Hamaisa that years ago in Europe, one of the Roshei HaMaskilim, one of the heads of Haskola, the period of Enlightenment before, Omar Palm Lagon Mefursam. He doesn't tell us who the Talmud Chacham was, but he one time approached a well-known Gaon in Europe. And he says to him, Rebbe, stop with all the Torah, stop with all the mitzvahs. It's so many years already, so many thousands of years since Har Sinai is behind us. Push it away. That was the Sinai experience. It's part of a history. It's time to cast aside all the yoke, all the onus. 630 mitzvahs. Nah. Enjoy life. Forget about it. Paraknu me'aleinu. The old Torah. The old mitzvahs. Hakvei de minso. It's too hard. Like Ramosha says, why did Yidden go off the Derech Shretzai to be a Yid? It's very difficult. To go and be Jewish. To keep Shabbos v'chulei. I says, it's time to give it the mitzvahs. We can't be no say this old Hakvei de'aleinu any longer. So what did the Gaon answer? He says, I'll give you a mashal. He says, I remember reading as a kid on the stories of Chelm, all the meisim that took place in Chelm. I says, there was a meisim in Chelm. What happened? The city got too populated. There were too many people in the city, couldn't sustain all the people any longer. So what do? They sat down and they had a discussion. They brainstormed the Chochmei Chelm. What should we do? We need more space for people. I said, you know what? We're looking to the north. So the Rosh HaKal got up and he said, you see everybody, there's a mountain that's blocking, that ceiling, all the entranceways into the city. So let's get everybody in the city together. Let's all line up in front of the mountain and together we'll push the mountain. Together we'll push the mountain, we'll make the mountain go a little more to the north and we'll have more space in our city. As they decided, came the Sunday, they got everybody together. Everybody was off from work. They gathered everybody together and they all said, okay everyone, take off your coats. They took off their suit jackets and with their wallets and everything else in it, they took off their coats and they put a big pile of all the suit jackets and all the coats on the side. I rolled up the sleeves and they said, okay everybody, let's go. And they all lined up and they said, push, push. And Rosh HaKala saying, push, push. And meanwhile, just as the time that the whole city were facing the mountain and behind them were all their coats and all their jackets with their wallets and all the jewelry that they had to take off, at that moment, Ganovim were coming through town. And they said, Gamaldik, they're paying attention to a stupid mountain over here. Look at all their coats. And they started going through. They said, forget it, let's not waste the time. Just take all the coats. So the Ganovim came as they're still pushing the mountain. Ganovim come along and they take all the Chelma Yidin, all their coats, and they throw them in the wagons and they go driving off. And meanwhile, after an hour already of pushing the mountain, the mamas schwitzing galore, they turn around and they say, wow, this is amazing. Look how far we pushed the mountain. We pushed it so far ahead we can't even see our jackets anymore. Hagimaldik. Synagogue says, that's the story I read about the sages of Chelm years ago. He says to this maskil, he says, you think what? Oh, I'm going to push away the mountain. I'm going to push Har Sinai as far away. So what am I going to do? Before I push Har Sinai, I'm going to take off my coat. I'm going to take off my Jewish clothing. I'm going to take off my levush that marks me as a Yid. I'm going to dress like the guy. I'm going to put the Jewish clothing over here. And I'm going to go pushing the mountain. He says, what'd you lose? All you lost was the Jewish clothing. You can't lose the Har Sinai. Yisrael shechot ha'avi shechot ha'yisrael u'sanhedrin ha'mdalit. You can't move the mountain. It ain't going anywhere. Har Sinai is where it is. And the Torah isn't budging. Azog the maskil. Ayur taka right. And he went into tshuva and he gave up his askola. Because of that gone, right? Avad Yosef. That's in Dayenu Hagodesh HaPesach. Elu Kirvonu Lefnei Har Sinai V'lo Nosu Lenos HaTorah Dayenu. Just bringing us close to the mountain of Kedusha. Just bringing us to this Vegas with the Shekhinah. Even without the Torah. Oh, that's it. We became a nation. And Yisroel Shechot V'Shechot Yisroelu. You can give up the Yarmulke and give up the Tzitzis Rachmanu Litzlan. You can give up the clothing. In the end of the day, all that happens, that's the Yitzhahara. He's going to take it. He's going to run with it. He'll take your clothing. He'll do whatever he wants with it. You're going to keep pushing the mountain away. It's now moving. You can't throw overboard your Yiddishkeit. It ain't going. going anywhere. And that's Kevanu Lefnei HaSinai. That's the Maila of Kevanu Lefnei HaSinai V'lo Nosu Satayra Hadayenu. And then we move onwards. And then we say in the very next sentence, Ilu Nosu Lana Satayra V'lo Echnisan Latzol Dayenu. If you Yehoshua, you bought us to Har Sinai and you gave us the Torah and you didn't bring us into Hetzol, even that, it would have been enough. So we know there were a lot of milas. We have many Mefarshei Haggadah who talk about the mila of the closeness. The Vayichad Sham Yisrael Neged HaRashi, the Mechilta and Yisrael Yitzhak Beis, Kesha Chabalei Bechad, we tasted the Akhtas. And that's Murumas in the Lashon Ilu Kirvanu, Lefnei HaSinai. We got close together. That was a mila. We have the Orchas Chaim, we have the Chuvas Arayvan and Tzimin Yad Aleph. The Kedusha of standing there in proximity to the Shechina. Gemar and Shabbos, Kufa and Vavam and Aleph, that when it came to Klai Yisrael, Bishar Sha'amdu, it doesn't say when they got the Torah, Bishar Sha'amdu al Har Sinai, state in Chazal, Zokter Ayvid, when we stood there at the Pimat in the mountain, Paskas Zuamosad, we know the Nochosh HaKadmoini, the Yitzhar came, he was Matho Zuamo and Techavo, we stood at Har Sinai, the proximity to such Hashos Hashchina, Paskas Zuamosad, the Yuma Solom, Lo Nifsika Zuamosad, our Zuma Uameh, that's in Dayenu as well, you brought us to Har Sinai, even without the Torah, just for that Madrega, Paskas Zuma. Just for that, it's Gevaldik as well. In addition, we have the Chidah and the Leiv Dovid, the Sefer HaMichtam. We got Gevaldik as Soldos even before hearing all the Protim of the Torah. We got Gevaldik as Achin there and Har Sinai. Just for that, it would have been enough. Aye, but what about Eretz Yisrael? You didn't bring us into Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Avadya Yosef writes in his Chazon Avadya that there was a Maisa with Rav Kook. And Rav Kook, he says, one time was invited to a kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. And he saw that the members in the kibbutz were so medactic when it came to their farming skills, when it came to how meticulous and particular they were with all the farming utensils, all the machinery, everything had to be bedikdik rav, the water, the aggregation, all the agrarians, and the way they took care, mamash addictive. But he saw they weren't medactic at all by Torah and mitzvahs. They weren't medactic any of their Torah and mitzvahs. He says, let me tell you, my dear children, amaisa shahaya. There was a maaser with a chacham and a zokin sheshochach tamudo. He got dementia and he lost his learning. He even forgot aleph beis. He went and asked by the family came and asked the doctor, "What should we do?" And doctor says, "Look, he forgot all of his learning. You know what? Bring him to cheder and have him learn aleph beis and have him start all over again from scratch." So they brought this out the yid back to kindergarten, back to first grade, and he started to learn aleph beis. And after a while, he was there hanging around with the young children, and lo and behold, he started acting a little bit like a child again. So the Malamed sees that he's starting to act like a child. He's doing Maisa Yaldus. He turns to this Zokin who forgot his learning, and he says, "I want you to know," he says, "I understand right now you have to learn aleph beis like all my other children here in Cheder. But alpha piki, still don't ever forget that you're a Zokin, you're not a child, you're a Zokin, and you what's a chokham? What's the nimshal? I'm Yom Shegalina Meatzenu. A Zokt Rav Kook, when we got out of kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, we forgot about how well to do malacha, how well to do avoda. And now we're coming back into Eretz Yisrael. We got to start all over again. We got to work the ground. We got to rebuild Eretz Yisrael. We got to rework the land. V'chule. But don't ever be Messiah Das, that sof kol sof, we're an Am Zokin V'chokham Anachno. Don't act like kids, like the regular goyim in the world. Know that we were at Har Sinai. We got the Torah. We might have forgotten it. You're not acting in accordance with it. Don't lose. You're still a Zokin Sheshochach Tamudo. It's still in you. Don't lose that Kedusha of Maimon Har Sinai, even if you're acting like your own children. Don't ever forget you were the Am that stood in Har Sinai. That's Nasalana Satira. Because Dr. Vajra Yosef, and what are we talking about? All those people think, well, we have Eretz Yisrael, we have a government, we have a parliament, a Knesset. In the end of the day, in Eretz Yisrael without Torah, Eretz Yisrael without Torah, Eina Taiva Yosef Michutz Loretz, is not better than Chutz Loretz. Adram, on the contrary, it's better to stay in Chutz Loretz and not to do Averus in Eretz Yisrael, because then you're getting the Eibishter angry in his palace, in his home. And what's the Kedusha? It's Machus the Torah, Kimetzion Teitzei Torah. That's where the Kedusha is coming from. You're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's got to be Ayidei Kedusha Satayra. Torah, we should be zoicha to get back there. Don't think you can push away the mountain. The Torah Har Sinai, it ain't going anywhere. It came into us, Yisrael. We became an Am Yisrael. Yisrael shechad b'shechad to Yisrael. Don't ever lose the fact that we stood there as Mamlachas Kohen v'Goy Kadosh. Let's go back and bring that Kedusha Satira with us. And Mashiach Tzidkenu v'meira v'yameinu. Amen v'yameinu. Good night and a great rest of the weekend. Machiras Chometz continues tonight. Emet Hashem. 9 to 9:45. You can see the chart, all the hours posted between now and Erev Pesach. Please do not wait until Erev Pesach, like unfortunately so many people often do. No matter how many times we make the announcement, so many people wait until Mamash the last morning. That's Chaim Ryan Zvi. This is the Yaltiv of Zvi Zvachdim in the Mitzvah. So let's Chaim Ryan a great Nacht and a great rest of the weekend.